on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Hey, I'm Jill from Rising Sun. I want to know if I'm a bad mom for implementing bad behavior tariffs for my son.
Oh, that sounds very complicated.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, welcome to Mix, everybody. It's Kramer and Jess. It is that time of week where parents ask for their parenting to be judged. What are we about to do, Jessica?
We've had parents call in the show and share when someone in their life has called them a bad mom or a bad dad, just to talk about their own experience. And we take a look at the entire situation and see how that even came about in the first place.
So what the hell is a bad behavior tariff?
So my sons get allowance for doing chores around the house.
Uh-huh.
But I'm so sorry. How old are they, by the way?
They're 6 and 8.
Okay.
So they have age-appropriate responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And every time they, let's say, import bad behaviors into the house, they get taxed, quote unquote, $1 off their allowance.
And wait, what is their allowance?
They get $5 a week.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have bad, then you put a tax on their allowance.
I do. And, you know, my friend thinks I'm crazy. She's like, oh, this is really bad parenting. You shouldn't do this to your children. But I honestly think it's a way for them to learn. I mean, they have to learn that there's consequences to your actions, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And also, they need to understand what's happening in the world of politics right now. So they have to get a grip on reality of what's actually happening.
Do they? I think that's what I'm a little confused about is, like, why do you want it to be imposed this way with this terminology for the kids?
Well, why wouldn't I? I mean, it's being imposed on us as adults, so why shouldn't they get it? I mean, it's a trickle-down theory, you know?
Yeah.
So they've got to understand that, you know, every time you do something bad, then you got to pay for that, and there's consequences.
Well, does this work? Does this actually work on them?
Oh, absolutely.
So it's actually, it's changed their behavior. Because honestly, that's, to me, that does matter. Let's take the word tariff out of it for a second, because I think instantly everyone came into this conversation triggered. But with
it is a tariff, if you will.
Right. So you're saying if they import, your words, they import bad behaviors into the household, they get taxed on that, which I see what you're doing here.
No, right. Yeah.
A different level of creativity than most. But in your mind, you're saying this is also teaching them kind of what's going on right now in our country, which, like, okay, can't blame you for that. So combining those two things together, is that really, like, the wrong thing to do? And you said your friend gave you hell for that.
Well, I really am to the point where I don't care if she thinks I'm a bad parent or not, because it's working for me. I mean, my kids, when they get home from school, they get their snack and they sit down and they do their homework right away. And then they limit their video game and screen time to the 2 hours that they are allotted.
Okay.
Because I don't have to tell them.
Right, because that now they're scared of the bad behavior tariff.
Well, of course, they want their money. Everybody wants money. That's
right.
The name of the American game.
Right, of course. Let's discuss, because maybe parents like this. I mean, I honestly, God, have never heard of anything like this before. 410-583-1065. So Jill says, I have imposed something that I'm calling the bad behavior tariffs onto my household. If my kids import bad behaviors into the house, I tax their allowance for two reasons. Number one, I feel like, hey, if kids do bad things, they have consequences off their allowance. Okay, that seems normal.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I want to teach my kids about what's happening in the country right now. That also seems normal. If we put that all together, is that the right move to make or is it not? 410-583-1065. We need a parent panel put together today. So can you call us up, please? We'll start with Jess.
I get the intent, but I do think the terminology is a little advanced for them being 6 and 8.
I disagree. They have to understand that those things are going to happen and you have to be prepared for it.
Right. In theory, I think it's fine. I personally don't like the tariffs. I don't think I would do it. I guess that's not really up for debate today, but, like, I don't see anything wrong with it. I think the concept is fine. Your kids act wrong, they're going to lose money. If you want to teach them about what's happening in the country, like it or not, it's happening. So, like, if this is what you want to do, I don't think it's the wrong decision, right? This is why we do the parent panel. Let's get our panel of parents on, please. Jill has put this whole bad behavior tariffs on her household. If her kids import bad behavior into the house, then they get taxed $1 off their allowance. Is that the right thing to do? Who's up, Jess?
This is Carrie on 1 in Parkville.
Carrie, is it a good idea, you think, to have this bad behavior tariff?
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with the logical consequence of, like,
you're earning this allowance for the chores that you're doing.
Right.
So if you're not going to do your chores, then there's a consequence for that, and that's the money that you're supposed to earn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I'm a teacher. I teach pre-K, and vocabulary is so important for early childhood development.
Mm.
So I don't think there's anything wrong with introducing them to high-level vocabulary at this time.
You don't think it's too advanced at all? Because I think that was my concern as them being too young. But you're saying this is something that we should be discussing now?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that they're necessarily going to understand, like, the effects that it has on America right now,
mm-hmm.
but they might understand what a tax and what a tariff is, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
I mean, I have kids that, in my class, like, we're learning about bugs, and we've learned about the proboscis, which is, like, the little mouth that butterflies have.
Whoa.
And I have a four-year-old that came up to me and was like, look, it's the proboscis.
Aww.
So they might know, but they might not know like all the drama behind the tariffs, but at least they know what a tariff is. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it gives them early exposure to high level vocabulary, and that's really important for reading comprehension.
Okay,
so I see that.
Thank you for calling. I just wonder though if the drama matters. You know what I mean? And like I agree, the concept, but does the drama matter to parents?
This is Kathy on 5 in Hunt Valley.
Kathy, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? These bad behavior tariffs, is it the wrong thing to do?
I think so. I think number one, they're too young. I can understand consequences at that age, you know, maybe 15, 16, 17 year old. But, you know, you do your chores, you either do them or you don't get paid. But I just think that's so over the top.
The tariff word or like what the concept? What's used over the top?
Just the whole concept of the tariff and this and that. They're young kids. Like,
yeah.
You know, we have chores, you know, in the real world, you work for, you know, your money. If you don't work, you don't get paid. But to drag it into all that because that's what the world is right now, like,
yeah.
Let your kids be kids. You know, it's bad enough adults got to deal with it.
That is true.
The verbiage itself is a little unnecessary.
We have to deal with it. Like, the kids have to deal with it. Okay, we're kind of tied up. Let's go to Donna and Parkton. Donna, we'll give you final vote. I mean, you know, she's put in this implemented this bad behavior tariff. If her kids import bad behaviors into the household, she taxes off their allowance. Is that the right thing to do?
I do think it is, and that's because I did it myself. Although I didn't call it tariffs, my children had taxes. And fines for like when they hit each other or bad behavior, stuff like that. And taxes for like when they wanted to do something and it, you know, wasn't within their chores, you know, that kind of thing. And like, you know, grab a snack when they weren't supposed to, those kind of things. And my kids are 18 and 19 now. One's in college and she has learned how to manage her money and do all that stuff. They both understood the court system by the time they were like 7 years old.
Oh, wow.
And they, I think kids can learn at such a young age and people don't give them credit.
Mm.
I think what she's doing is teaching them a lot. Tariff, you know, that's the new thing right now. That's the hot item everybody's talking about. Why not teach them when they're young enough to kind of grasp it and understand it? And then, you know, why not?
Well, I mean,
it'll just make it better for them when they go to school.
I mean, maybe that's the right thing then, Jill. Maybe it seems like, you know, I mean, majority of parents are saying maybe this is the way to go, you know?
Of course it's a great idea. I'm taking the W on this one.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's walking through this world. They have their head in the clouds. They don't have a clue what's going on around them. I'm not raising my children that way. They are going to be politically intelligent. And they are going to understand the country that they're living in. We're doing it on a very basic level, obviously. I mean, we're talking about a dollar or your pennies, but it works and they understand it.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.